Well, I would say the risk is comparably, the same as it was throughout this campaign. We have been with our partners all along in the fight against ISIS in both Iraq and Syria for the past 3 years, with advisors down to the tactical levels. That will change, and it will be more of an advisor role at more senior levels. So the being in major combat operations is something that we will rarely see. But we, as a coalition, will continue to look at our security measures to make sure they're multi-layered and that our forces are always protected.
Are ISIS elements still a threat to you and your colleagues? The threat that I've been told that they posed before has been changing as they've been running for cover. But how would you assess the threat from ISIS elements attacking you?
Well, I would say that the ISIS threat, it still does remain, and it remains because we have seen, regardless of how ISIS has been fought over the last 3 years, that they remain a very savvy and adaptive enemy. And we recognize that, we know that, and we do not take that for granted. What we are here to do is to defeat ISIS, to kill them, to destroy them, to force them to either surrender and or capture them. And that has been happening in both Iraq and in Syria with our partners.
Speaking of capture, we have not heard anything from Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi for a very long time. Is it still the same in terms of his believed posture?
We absolutely, because we do not have concrete evidence of his death, we are going to assume that he is alive. And we have our professionals who are very good at identifying these ISIS leaders. We've been very successful at removing many of them from the battlefield. And I'll say that if we are not striking ISIS leaders, we're working very hard to find them, to hunt them down, and to develop how, where, and when we will strike them.
Do you know when he was last seen or movement was last reported?
I don't recall when exactly the audio tape was made, but we know that it was in June when Russia had claimed that they had killed Baghdadi. We have since, I think it was 2 or 3 months after that time period, where there was an audio tape that was confirmed to be Baghdadi that was released. And so we are still going on the premise that he is still alive. And again, we are still looking for him and aggressively trying to find him.
Do you think that he is in a specific region or area, or do you think he's escaped the net?
We are going to continue to look for him. I will not say whether or not we really know where he is. If we did, like I said, we would be swooping in to likely grab him or send a warhead his way. We do know that there are small pieces of territory in Syria that still are under ISIS control. Very small locations in the Middle Euphrates River Valley. This is one place he could be. But what I will say is, as we have said from the beginning, we will not allow ISIS any sanctuary at any time under any circumstance. And we're going to relentlessly pursue these terrorists until they are destroyed.
There's some activity going on in Syria in East Ghouta, and I understand, according to the UN Secretary General, it's what he calls hell on earth. And there are reports of chemical weapons being used. There are reports that civilian hospital facilities are being attacked deliberately, and that essentially people that are in that area are in grave danger. Is the U.S. military planning anything, any kind of action there?
I will speak on behalf of the coalition and say that we remain singular in our focus, and that is the defeat of Daesh, and that is primarily east of the Euphrates River. But I will caveat that to say that we as a coalition, with the events that are going on in Ghouta and in Afrin, as another example, is that this distracts and takes away from the fight against ISIS, which remains the most the biggest threat in the region, in both Iraq and Syria, and to the world. So we are concerned. We've certainly seen all of the reports recently, and it is not inconsistent with the type of air campaign we've seen the regime in Russia follow through with over the course of the last 3 years.
Has the size and participation in the coalition changed any within the last month or so?
I would say in the last month, what we are doing is the air component, Air Forces Central Command, which provides all of the air assets in the CENTCOM area of responsibility. That includes both Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan. They have realigned and are supporting in different locations. The weight of their effort has changed because of the territorial loss of ISIS in Iraq and Syria. What our commander, Lieutenant General Funk, has said is that we will not keep one more soldier, one more coalition member in Iraq and Syria that is needed for us to accomplish our mission. And there will be a gradual decrease, I see, as we have shifted from major combat operations and we look to doing more of a train, advise, and assist role with our partners in both Iraq and in Syria.
Colonel Ryan Dillon, spokesman for Operation Inherent Resolve. J.J. Green, WTOP News.